Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I have a great episode on tap for today. So many realtors are out there right now, and the market's getting a little bit more challenging for us. And they're looking for ways to be more successful. I always say success in real estate starts with lead generation. The realtors who consistently generate the most leads are the realtors who consistently perform at the highest level as far as sales is concerned and making money and things like that. So people ask me all the time, they say, you know, Dave, what's the best way to generate leads in real estate? And one of the things I talk about, I say, you know, if I ever wrote a book about real estate, I think the title of the book would be Everything Works As Long As You Do. It's just the truth of the matter, because there is no right way and there's no wrong way to do lead generation. There's doing it and not doing it, because sometimes what some people enjoy doing, other people will hate. And what other people hate, other people will enjoy. So the key is to find the things that you don't mind doing and commit to doing them all the time. Now, I will say this, and I don't know if anybody would disagree with it. Maybe some, but they're wrong. The best lead generation by far is referrals from clients that you've worked with before. We say it all the time. We don't want past clients. We don't want to develop past clients. We want fans. We want fans of our business. We want people who feel a vested interest in our success, because we did such a great job for them, we treated them so well, that they've become a fan of what it is that we're doing. It is true that happy clients are willing to give referrals. We see it all the time. And let's be honest, there's a reason why review sites and things do so well. Everybody wants to know a guy, like, I have a guy that does that, I know a person that does that. Well, if you do a great job with someone, you can become their real estate person, right? And that's where you want to get to. That when someone is talking to them at a party or a gathering, they say, hey, I'm thinking about buying a house. They say, oh, you got to call my realtor. They're wonderful. They did a great job for me. Those are the best referrals that you can get. So provide excellent service. And remember, sometimes it's not what you do for people. It's how you make them feel. That's what they'll remember. So value those relationships, work hard, do a great job for people. And it's a great way to generate leads. Social media marketing is also a huge lead generation method for realtors. Let's be honest, it's where buyers and sellers are. And I say it all the time, I think visibility is just as important, if not more important than ability. Be seen. So you have to create consistent and engaging content and show, when you're out there on social media, things that you should be doing. I talk to realtors all the time and say, Dave, well, I don't know what to post. Well, show your expertise. Talk about the industry. Talk about the value of getting pre-approved for first-time home buyers. Talk about the value of having professional photography and video done on all of your listings for home sellers. Show your listings when you have them on social media. Share your success stories. Tell a story. You know, I see it all the time. People say, sold in 2 days. Well, all right. I mean, but that doesn't really tell the story of what happened, right? How did it sell so quickly? Was it great marketing effort? Was it fantastic photography? Was it picking between multiple offers to figure out what is the best offer, because sometimes the highest offer isn't the best? Share a success story. Tell me what got you to where you got to. Attend networking events, a great way to generate leads. Making personal connections leads to clients. It's that simple. And you have to provide value to people and stay in touch with them. And when you go to these networking events, what I have found is that many people are in a rush to tell you what they do and to tell you how great they are at it. The next time you attend a networking event, try this instead. When you meet someone for the first time, instead of being in a hurry to tell them what you do, ask them what you can do for them to help them in their business. And one, I think you're going to catch them off guard by that question, but If they tell you what you can do to help them and you say, yes, that's something that I'm willing to do for you, I think you'll be surprised that they will in turn return the favor when you go to ask them for their business as well. Now, paid leads on sites like Realtor.com, Zillow, and the like, it's almost like a taboo subject in the industry, right? They wear it like a badge of honor. I don't pay for leads, you know? But I'm here to tell you today, it works. It definitely works. And are there a lot of bad leads on sites like that? Absolutely. But you have to be willing to dig through them to find the good ones. And the only way you're going to do that is to be consistent and have a strategy. Answer your phone promptly. Return text messages promptly. And then follow up like a maniac. You know, one phone call isn't enough. Sometimes you have to call 2, 3, 4, 5 or more times before you can get a realistic conversation with someone who might be interested in purchasing a house. And sometimes those purchasers also have houses to sell. So don't be afraid to invest money on sites like that. I think email campaigns and newsletters work because it keeps you top of mind and it nurtures those long-term relationships. So build your email list and stay consistent with your effort. And if you do that, I think you'll see that there's leads out there to be generated. And of course, maybe my absolute favorite, content marketing. I think content marketing helps position yourself as an expert in your field. I mean, one thing, first things first, you have to create content in bunches. It makes it a lot easier to stay consistent with it. But many people say, oh, wouldn't it have been great if we bought Apple stock or Amazon stock 30 years ago or so on and so forth? Sure it would, right? And if we had a crystal ball, it would be great to go back 30 years and buy all the biggest companies when they were very small. But where is that opportunity today? I firmly believe that opportunity today is with content creation. Because if you put content out there, people get to know the real you. People get to feel like they have a personal relationship with you before they even meet you. And in my opinion, that's invaluable. I think content creation is going to be the thing that drives your success 5 to 10 years down the road, along with your success today. So get out there and don't be afraid to create great content. And most importantly, while you're generating all these leads, have a CRM to keep it all together because it doesn't make sense to do all this work to generate these leads if you're not going to nurture them. So lead generation is the key to success in real estate. If you're struggling, look into doing some of the things that I talked about today, and I think you're going to see your business starts to grow. Thanks again. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.